Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
The paranormal is something that we might instinctually fear. Perhaps it's because we don't understand it. But maybe it's something from another side, another reality that coexists with us, with loved ones that still watch over us from beyond the veil. Listen to these stories and you decide. The Special Visitation. Blacktown, New South Wales, Australia, August 1995. This story deals with some tough issues, but it's a true story as told to me, and serves to show how even the paranormal is something we need to understand better. Kiki was pregnant, but she suffered frequent domestic violence at the hands of her partner. This occasion was particularly horrific, and after another beating at his hands, she became very ill and eventually lost the baby. As a result of that, she was hospitalized and in the ICU for a few days. She was in and out of consciousness and remembers not being able to react to things going on around her. When she did come out of the ICU, she was exhausted. Every part of her body was sore and weak, and she could barely open her eyes. In her own words, she was in and out of consciousness and overheard the medical staff tell her father that they didn't think she would make it, and also heard her father sobbing. Late one night, as she fought to open her eyes, she noticed that someone appeared to be coming her way from the doorway on the right-hand side. She could not keep her eyes open steadily, as they kept closing on her. But in between blinks, she could see a lady slowly making her way towards her. Kiki tried to look up at her, and the lady started to talk to her, but not in English as all the other nurses spoke here, but in Kiki's first language, Spanish. The lady told her that she was very concerned for Kiki's health, and that she needed to look after herself. She thought it was odd what this lady was wearing. She was dressed like a nurse, was wearing what appeared to be a cape, an old-fashioned nurse's uniform with a blue cap, an old-style nurse's hat, with her hair done up in a particular fashion. It was a different uniform to what the rest of the nursing staff were wearing at the hospital, and so Kiki assumed this lady must have been a higher-ranked nurse. The nurse continued on, saying that things were very serious and that she was very, very concerned for her. The nurse spoke to her for a while about how best to look after herself and told her to make sure she follows up and gets checked for her health concerns. The nurse was stern but caring and demanded that Kiki follow up and do as she said. Then the nurse started to walk away, and Kiki watched the nurse as she started to move away out of the room again. As she was walking out, the nurse stopped again, turned around, and reminded Kiki one more time, saying, "Remember what I said and take care," and then turned around to leave the room. Kiki, in her state, assumed the nurse was walking out of the door. That was until she looked down and saw that the nurse wasn't walking because she had no feet. The nurse was floating out the door. Kiki was in shock, but too exhausted to react, and when she tried to get up, she simply passed out again. few weeks later, Kiki was able to leave the hospital, and on discharge, she was given a lot of medical information, including a recent diagnosis for lupus. When she was feeling a bit better, she had a conversation with her father about the hospital admission, and he was very understandably sad as to everything that had happened to his daughter. Then Kiki started to tell him about the strange visitor that she'd had, and her father suddenly sat up and took notice. He appeared to look nervous as she spoke to him, and Kiki couldn't understand it. He started to ask a lot of questions about the uniform itself, in particular, the hat. She described it in detail as well as other parts of the nurse's appearance. Her father then turned pale white and was visibly shaken. He told her, "That's your Aunt Isabel." Kiki had never met or seen her father's aunt. She only knew there was an aunt by that name overseas. But she had described her to her father perfectly, and she had worked long ago as a nurse overseas, but had long since passed. Kiki didn't know what to believe until he was able to find an old photograph of Aunt Isabel. And there she was in the photo, the aunt that she had never met or seen, that looked and was dressed exactly like the nurse she'd seen in the hospital.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hi guys, we need your stories. This show is made up of the real life experiences that have been shared with me over the years. So, if you have ever had a paranormal experience, ghost, alien, weird creatures, whatever, please contact me, seekersosparanormal@gmail.com. Email details in the description. Soothing Calm, Lidcombe, New South Wales, Australia, circa 1980. Francesca had migrated to Australia some 30 years before this event, and had set up a new life there, leaving behind all that she had previously known. She moved there with her family, her children and husband. She was very much the matriarch of the family. Everyone relied on her, and those burdens often took the toll on her restfulness. From time to time, she would get sick, but on this particular occasion, she was very unwell and unable to get out of bed. Maybe it was all the running around and work she did for the family. She didn't have enough time to rest for herself, and her immunity may have been compromised as a result. She was exhausted. Her throat was sore, her body was aching, and she was fluey. So much so that she couldn't find the strength to get out of bed. She had spent some significant time trying to recover, and it was here, in her sickly and tired state, she closed her eyes to get some rest. Still sore and uncomfortable, her throat feeling like it was on fire again, she opened her eyes, and suddenly saw someone sitting next to her on the bed. But she wasn't afraid, because she recognized the person almost instantly. And when I say recognized her, it was someone from many, many years ago, someone who had lived overseas, and someone who had long since passed away. It was her husband's aunt, who had always been so good to them when they lived overseas and when they had first gotten married. Francesca watched in stunned silence as the aunt lovingly reached out her hand towards her and slowly touched her throat that was just so sore. She touched her throat area so gently that it comforted Francesca. A few moments later, Francesca fell back asleep, and when she awoke later, she recalled what had happened and looked around. There was no one in the room here to be seen. What's more, her throat had healed up so much that it was almost completely recovered, and she felt so much better that by the next day, Francesca was back to normal. This show is made possible by people like you sharing their real-life experiences, so please feel free to contact me. Thanks for joining me on this creepy adventure. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.